The veteran gangland criminal Martin Foley has been ordered to pay the Criminal Assets Bureau €1 million in outstanding tax or lose the home in Dublin he shares with his wife and daughter. Judge Fiona O'Sullivan today gave him 18 months to pay the money or CAB can seize his home in Drimna. For more, let's talk to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Paul, how did this case come about?
Well, Rachel, the Criminal Assets Bureau assessed Martin Foley is owing over €916,000 in unpaid taxes from 1993 to 2000, a figure which has since increased due to interest and penalties. Now, the case has been going on for more than 10 years when the judgment was first registered against the house. Foley says he inherited his house at Cashel Avenue in Kimmage in Dublin from his mother, and it's not the proceeds of crime, but that wasn't an issue in this case. This was a tax case. The house is registered in the names of Martin Foley and his deceased wife, Paul. But the court rejected the argument of his current wife, Sonia, that she owns at least half of it and it should not be sold. The court found, quote, it could not accept her assertions without concrete evidence of alleged expenditure or other claimed contributions. Now, Martin and Sonia Foley say they are married and have a child together who was born in 2015, but they didn't produce a marriage or birth certificate. And the court ruled today that the fact of marriage would not in itself be sufficient to create a beneficial interest. Foley says he works 2 days a week as a van driver. He says he struggles to get by on his pension. He's 74. He says his wife is on disability and he says they have no additional assets. The Dublin City Sheriff did visit the house during these proceedings and only raised €2,500. Save for this payment, the court found the judgment, however, remains unsatisfied.
The court also, Paul, heard details of an alleged deal between the state and Martin Foley. Tell us more.
Yeah, this goes back over 20 years to the John Gilligan drugs gang. Foley had claimed that he was led to believe that the Criminal Assets Bureau and the Revenue Commissioners had agreed not to pursue him for this outstanding €1 million tax bill because he had made a deal with them in relation to Charles Bowden. Charles Bowden is now on a witness protection programme, but he was responsible for the weapons used by John Gilligan's drugs gang, and he testified, he became a protected witness, and he testified against John Gilligan and Brian Meehan during their trials at the Special Criminal Court. He also admitted during those proceedings that he had loaded a gun used to shoot Martin Foley when he was shot and seriously injured outside his home a few years ago. Now, Foley then sued Bowden. He was awarded €120,000 damages against the Gilligan gang gunman, but he claimed during these proceedings that he had made a deal that because he was later told by two detectives in Crumlin Garda Station that if he didn't pursue Bowden, who's a state witness, for the €120,000, then CAB would not pursue him for the tax debt. Now, Foley didn't say when this quote alleged verbal agreement took place, and today the judge rejected this claim and said there was no evidence before the court of any alleged agreement to that effect.
Going back to the question of this house, the house that's at the centre of all of this, you were saying to us, Paul, that the court heard that the sale would impact his wife and child. How were those claims addressed in court?
Well, his wife Sonia says that she's not liable in any way for the €1 million tax debt that's owed to CAB by Martin Foley, her husband. She also pointed out that the house was her home and her only property, and she said that there's no reality to her buying another home. Eviction would make her and her daughter homeless. Now, the court today did accept that a sale would cause, quote, significant disruption to all the family, in particular to the young child, and that Foley, quote, has a strong emotional attachment to it, as the house was in his family prior to his ownership. It also accepts that a sale would likely cause upset, inconvenience and distress. But it found today that Sonia Foley is not a co-owner and she holds no ascertained interest at this time. It points out that Foley was aware of the tax judgment since 2014, that his child was born the following year in 2015 and that no payments have been made towards the outstanding tax bill. So Judge Fiona O'Sullivan also rejected an application by Foley and his wife Sonia that they be allowed stay in the house until their daughter reaches 18 years of age. That's for another 8 years. She put a stay of 18 months on the order to, quote, ameliorate the effects that it might have on the young dependent child. But by September of next year, Martin Foley either has to pay €1 million of a tax bill or leave his family home.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.